Former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman has won the Czech Republic's first direct presidential elections. Stefan Boss has this report.
His supporters celebrated as Miloš Zeman, a 68-year-old former Social Democrat Prime Minister, won the Czech Republic's first direct presidential elections following a bitter campaign. It came as a blow to his aristocratic rival, Karl Schwarzenberg, who at 75 had hoped to be the first prince to become president within the European Union. President-elect Zeman has made clear he is more reluctant to further enlarge the union than the prince, who is currently foreign minister and backs the eventual integration of all Balkan countries into the EU. Zeman has said he only supports Croatia's and possibly Serbia's EU membership. He has also suggested to withdraw the Czech Republic's envoy from Kosovo, which he called a terrorist regime financed by drugs mafia. Yet on Saturday he tried to sound more conciliatory, making it clear that he wants to unite the Czech Republic, which faces a major economic crisis. He said he wants to thank everybody who supported him and that he congratulates his rival with his deserved second place in the race. However, he added he wants to be the voice for all people as president. Zeman will replace the Czech Republic's Eurosceptic president Václav Klaus, who was elected by parliament. Klaus' popularity recently dropped after he granted amnesty to some 7,000 prisoners to celebrate the new year and the Czech Republic's 20th anniversary as an independent state. While largely a ceremonial role, Zeman's presidency is expected to wield political influence at a time when the Czech Republic faces tensions as its economy shrank by nearly 1% last year due to its dependency on exports to Eurozone states hit hard by the debt crisis. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.